These days, alternative ways of curing our ailments are becoming more and more popular. Homeopathy, acupressure, and relaxation techniques are some of the therapies you may have heard of. But what about the oldest one of all, faith healing? The Bible says Jesus did it, and Catholic priest Don Benedict Heron does it. He's prior of a Benedictine monastery and the author of Praying for Healing, The Challenge. Fiona Keith went to talk to him about his work.
We don't believe that we heal. And Jesus, for us, is the healer. And all we can do is pray to him or God the Father to heal, and all we can be is channels for his healing. We are not healers. For us, Jesus himself is the great healer. We can only heal in his name, be channels of his healing.
Does that exclude non-Christians then?
The people we pray for do not have to be Christians, but normally we pray in the name of Jesus. And it would be difficult to pray in the name of Jesus if somebody was very antagonistic to the name of Jesus. However, I have also prayed for Muslims and Jews in the name of God the Father.
What does it mean if the person doesn't get healed?
We certainly don't guarantee healing. We know that Jesus always wants us to receive further spiritual healing. We find that very often people are healed or helped emotionally. We find at the physical level that there are some extraordinary physical healings. There was one doctor in our area called Dr. Jasudas, and he is a consultant anaesthetist in a local hospital. About 2-3 years ago, he had cancer of the back, and the medical authorities said it was terminal, and his wife was told that he'd only a short time to live. They could give him no more treatment. He was at home, lying in bed, largely paralyzed. And three members of our healing team went and prayed with him, and from the first visit, he began to move his arms more easily. They prayed over him regularly for the next 6 months. Now he is back at work with no cancer.
That's an example of somebody who has been healed. What happens to the people who haven't been healed?
Well, we have, of course, prayed with many people with terminal cancer who died. But when people have died, we've normally been able to help them spiritually and emotionally, and considerably often we've managed, I think, to reduce the level of pain. I would encourage people to pray for their own healing. I would encourage any sick people listening to us at this moment to pray for their own healing. And I will close now, if I may, with a little prayer. Dear Jesus, I lift up to all the people listening to this program, especially the sick and the suffering. I ask you, please, to fill them with your healing love, spirit, mind, and body. I pray for the healing of any bitterness, resentment, wrong anger, unforgiveness. I pray for the healing of all fear and anxiety, all depression, discouragement. And Jesus, I pray that your healing love may flow through the bodies of all those listening, the healing, strengthening, protecting, and relieving of pain and distress.
Well, I hope you're all feeling a little more reassured after that. If you want to know more about healing or about Don Benedict's book, you can contact him at the Priory of Christ the King at Cockfosters.
That's all from Head to Toe for this week.